It is 8:30 on your Wednesday morning, and we have a special morning conversation today. It is it's an interesting week in Illinois politics. Some might go as far as to say it's an inauspicious week in Illinois political history. But today, of course, Governor Quinn gives his annual State of the State address. And this week marks the fifth anniversary of Pat Quinn becoming governor and the fifth anniversary of the impeachment of former Governor Rod Blagojevich, the only governor in the state's history to be convicted by the Senate and removed from office. And joining us in the studio this morning to discuss the state of Illinois politics is David Yepsen, the director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. David, good morning. Welcome. Thanks for joining us this morning.
It's good to be with you. It's good to be with you.
In politics, there's this tendency to handicap or to pull all things political with with all that's going on this week and kind of, I guess, milestones, you might say, how would you handicap, how would you assess where the state was 5 years ago and kind of where it is today?
Well, I think it's marginally better today. But you look at, I mean, the Rod Blagojevich's legacy continues to haunt us. What he did to this state in the fiscal mismanagement that occurred during his administration still has consequences today. We're living with it today, not making pension payments and all that. And I realize there's plenty of blame to go around, but he was the CEO. And secondly, the thing that I think that his legacy remains is the public mistrust of our political leaders. And you can see it in the approval ratings that people have, the right track, wrong track numbers. It's always interesting in our polling that we find more people in Illinois think the state is headed in a wrong direction than think the country is headed in a wrong direction. I mean, that's pretty rare. Usually most people think the country is in more shape than their area closer to home. That's not true in Illinois. And Jeff, what that means is our leaders have to give us some tough medicine. We have to take some tough medicine in this state to get ourselves out of this fiscal mess that we're in. There's going to be more budget cuts. There's going to have to be additional revenue. If that pension bill is considered unconstitutional, and I think it could be, there will be even worse shape. The state's fiscal problems are not over just because the legislature passed a pension reform bill. And so those two things, the fiscal mismanagement and the what he did to the ethical climate in this state, really mm-hmm. terrible.
Kind of touched on this, but in mentioning the state was maybe marginally better than what we were in terms of the issue of the ethics concerns and some of the actions that have come that have been taken since then, since the post Ryan post Blagojevich convictions. Have we learned anything? Have we made improvements, do you think?
Some. They've done some things on openness in government, but a lot of the really difficult things, a lot of the tough things that could be done to improve the state's ethical climate have not been done. At the Institute, throughout the life of the Institute, we've focused a lot on redistricting reform. And until this state goes to a system where computers and nonpartisan folks draw district lines, and we quit paying attention to where incumbents live and to party registrations, in other words, until we quit gerrymandering and go to a system like they have in California or Florida, or Arizona, or where I come from in Iowa, where the politicians don't pick their districts. I don't think you're going to cure any of these other problems because we wind up creating a bunch of safe legislative districts. Politicians don't have to work across party lines. In fact, they can get penalized for doing that. We see it contributing to the meanness, mean-spiritedness in Washington. I think it creates a complacency here in Illinois. So I think until that reform gets enacted, I don't think the state's going to get out of its problems.
If you look historically, and I think going back to, I believe Otto Kerner, four of the state's last seven
right.
governors, one way or another, either in office or after getting out of office, have found themselves in a place that probably most people wouldn't want to be in. How would we as a state move forward and beyond this reputation over the last 50 years?
You have to change the political culture. We could talk all day about the political culture of the state. There are places where people see government as a business. Mike Royko famously once said that the motto of the city of Chicago is "Where's mine?" I don't think it's just Chicago. I think this happens all over, and you see this all the time. Some local official pocketing money out of the water department, for example, or something, and it's too bad because most public officials, most public servants in this state, do a good, honorable job, but they're so tainted by the scoundrels, if you will, that until we can change the cultural climate in this state that says government is a business, it's a way we get our head, it's a way we get a job or take care of my brother-in-law, that's not, you know, we're not going to get out of this in Illinois. We have to change that culture.
In terms of change, today Governor Quinn will be delivering his State of the State address. It's the second address that he's given in an election year. What can Governor Quinn do to help move the state forward, do you think?
Well, I think he's going to talk about his visions for what he wants to do, and that's good. That's what a governor is supposed to do in a speech like this. I mean, it is a campaign year. It is a political speech. that's not a crime in politics. His job approval rating is pretty poor. So I think you'll see him talk about the positive things that he sees. But I think more importantly, you're going to see him strike some themes for his reelection campaign. We know he's going to talk about raising the minimum wage. Many of the same themes that President Obama used last night, I think Pat Quinn will be using this noon. The whole issue of the wage inequity, the wealth gap, which is real, and what the solutions are. I think challenging Republicans to come up with some ideas of their own if they don't like what the Democrats say. I think the Democrats think Bruce Rauner, wealthy Chicago businessman, is going to be the Republican nominee. And so they're going to draw a contrast with his wealth. And Pat Quinn is a vintage populist. He's a very real progressive Democrat. So I think you're going to see him start to cleave some of those differences.
You mentioned the Republican primary or influence of the Republican candidates for governor, especially Rauner, on what may come, at least from the governor, during this legislative session. It's a pretty light session. I think there are like 14 session days scheduled between now and the primary election. As you look at what legislatively may be on the agenda and coming up, do you expect much out of this session?
Well, the fact they're not doing much. I mean, some people, Jeff, would say that's a good thing.
You know,
to get the legislature out of town. I think we're going to see the tough stuff happen after the primary. When politicians know who their opponents are and feel a little more secure about getting reelected. And the big story, the big issue is the income tax increase that expires at the end of this year. And I think you could have a scenario in which that doesn't get addressed until after the November election comes in a veto session. I mean, that's how we got the tax in the first place. And after politicians don't have to worry about getting reelected, they come in and take some tough votes to cut spending or raise some revenues.
In terms of the election process, what do you think will be one of the key campaign issues in this race?
Jobs in the economy. People are so down. The direction is an issue, and I think you're going to see all political leaders try to find ways to create more jobs. There's a nothing new there, and what I think we need to hear, though, from our political leaders is some specifics about how they'll do that. Attacking each other doesn't sell. I think what they need to do is start saying, here's our plan. Here's the taxes we would raise, the spending we would cut, the investments we would make in order to create a better economy. And, you know, Jeff, there's just no easy solutions to getting this state out of the mess that it's in.